What's up? This is Andre, and this is my podcast, Toxic Masculinity, the Face Behind the Mask. For centuries, the majority of men have been raised to be the most dominant, the strongest, and the most stoic version of a man. Don't cry. Don't share your feelings. Don't be sensitive. All of these restrictions have been placed on many men, including myself. When will the time come that crying, being sensitive, and wanting to be different will become acceptable to those men that are feeling hatred and intimidation for those who are trying to embrace those feelings? It's time for society to accept that some men just don't want to be put in this man box that has been made up to keep men from being who they truly want to be. All of these limitations have been placed on many men since the dawn of time. Don't cry because you'll look weak. Don't talk about your feelings because that's what girls do. When will it stop? Growing up, I had the same limitations placed on me by some adult figures in my life. When I was in soccer, I had to be the strongest, the fastest, and the most outstanding player on the team, because if I wasn't, then I was seen as a disappointment. It took me a while to finally break from the conformity of trying to be someone I wasn't just because I was told to. In a TED Talk with Justin Baldoni, an American actor and feminist, he gives men a challenge. I challenge you to see if you can use the same qualities that make you a man to go deeper into yourself. He speaks on how the majority of men were raised like how I was, and how eventually the same mindset grows on us and it causes some men to act a certain way and laugh at the others that are different than us because of how they were raised. Are you brave enough to be vulnerable, to cry, whether you are hurting or you are happy, even if it makes you look weak, says Baldoni. He also points out that this is basically how the majority of men have viewed those actions, as weak and frail. Being a man doesn't mean that you have to be pumping iron and acting like you own everything. It means taking risks, taking care of yourself, and doing things that most men won't do. Many men around the world have been clowned for doing things that are out of normal man standards. Liking colors that aren't your normal black and gray, but instead of purple or a pink. Using face masks to take care of your skin. Wanting to look good in what you wear. All of those things have been thrown back into the face of the group of men that it applies to. But why? This obsession that the male body has to be physically attractive or that the male ego has to be dominant no matter what, it becomes an identity to some men, and that's where they adopt the stereotypes of how men are supposed to act, or else they'll appear sensitive. In an article written by David Artavia, a magazine editor, he mentioned that once some men have idealized visions of the perfect male body can make us delusional. In the same article by David Artavia, he mentions that a 2016 study published in the Journal of Counseling Psychology, the study showed that men who adopt stereotypical ideas about what the appropriate masculine behaviors are have poorer mental health. This may not say much because, after all, most of us are young adults, but that doesn't mean it can't happen to some of us. If at this age we start adopting these stereotypes, then how will some of us end up? We could be mentally damaged and would be too scared to seek help because we adopted the stereotypes at such a young age that nothing will change our minds. Toxic masculinity is very serious, and many men live by its rules, being aggressive, violent, and sex-driven just so they can prove a point that they're man enough. As men, some of us shouldn't feel excluded because we are better at some things than others. In the article, What We Mean When We Say Toxic Masculinity by Colleen Clements, she mentions that in a culture that equates masculinity with physical power, some men and boys will invariably feel like they are failing at being a man. It's very hard for some men to feel accepted when they are being pushed against the ropes to be someone they may not even want to be. It's worse than peer pressure. It's like stealing someone's identity and trying to place your own inside their body. F. Diane Barth, a psychotherapist, wrote an article for NBC and said, "Some men and women are quite comfortable with feelings, some are not. Similarly, some women and men fully buy into traditional images of masculinity and femininity, while some do not. This just comes to show that no matter how much men know about the dangers of toxic masculinity, they'll keep fighting for it because it makes them feel like the bigger person, but everyone can see them hiding behind the mask that they hid themselves under. At the end of the day, humans can be whoever they want to be, but that doesn't mean that they should force others to be the same just because they are the odd ones out. The majority of men that place themselves in this man box should let their guards down for a bit. Embrace the qualities that you think are too feminine. Go have yourself a good cry. Go spill your emotions out to a friend. It won't make you look less any weak. It'll just make you look like a human that has emotions just like everyone else that does the same. We can't let society tell us men how to act and who to be. It's time we shut that nonsense down and start thinking about how to become a better version of yourself by all means necessary. Thank you.